It's time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome into the Trojan Trench tonight for our final regular season boys basketball game with the Triton Trojans as they welcome in the Rochester Zebras on a Tuesday night of Indiana High School boys basketball. Baylen Height, Rita Price, and we should have a pretty good game here with two teams that match up well. Triton 15-3, their most recent outing, capturing an outright conference championship in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference for the third consecutive year. That is history in the HNAC. And for Rochester, they're a game away from evening up their record at 500. Coming into this one, 8-9, finishing middle of the pack in the TRC, but they would like to get back on a win streak before heading into postseason play. And for Rochester, they actually match up really well, I think, physically with Triton, but it's the speed in which we're going to see tonight from the Triton Trojans that I think they're going to have to use to overcome a lot of that interior size for Rochester. Jonas Kaiser, he is a tough man to get around. He's a tough man to stop scoring, and that is who stands in the way of Triton's 16th win, in my opinion, Rita. But I know the records are a little bit different. I still think this is going to be a pretty good matchup on paper.
I do, too. And the JV really got people on their feet. They were happy about that all the way through until the last 4 seconds. Triton had the ball. They were down by one. They couldn't make it. And it was 32-31. I thought it would go into overtime there for a while. It was a great JV game. So that kind of set the tone for the basketball we'll see today.
Yeah, got everybody fired up. Like Rita said, off their feet. And we expect that to continue into tonight. We've got two good crowds for both teams. I think we're going to have a junior Trojan game in the middle of this one as well. So that always brings out a nice little crowd. And excited for the night. Excited for our final chance to be with the Triton Trojans in the regular season. Who knows, as the postseason route takes us, we may be joining up with Triton at some point. We expect Triton to be very much in the mix for a sectional championship, regional championship, all the way down to semi-state, just like they did a year ago, where they'll have to fight their way for a rematch against Couch. But that's a long way from now. We hope to eventually have a chance at that. But for Rochester, they are trying to get that postseason form in that 2A sectional that, you know, really is pretty open. You have Oak Hill, who just the one loss for Oak Hill on the boys' side in that sectional. They're probably the favorite heading into that sectional. But you know what? I still think it's competitive enough and open enough for Rochester to have a pretty good crack at it. And Coach Luke Smith's first season on the bench for Rochester, of course, Jason Groves on the other side. A lot of wins for Coach Groves and for Coach Smith. He hopes that one day he has a lot of wins, but still in his first year navigating the ups and downs of a first-year coach.
But I'll tell you, he had the wins as a student. He had the wins as a basketball player. He had the wins as a collegiate player. Luke has quite a history behind him. He knows the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a bright future for Rochester basketball moving forward. And Coach Smith trying to get his guys to 500 tonight on the road at the Trojan Trench. Triton trying to pick up their 16th victory of the season. We'll take a time out on our pregame show. We continue our coverage when we return here on 107.3 WRSW.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
FirstSource.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Just moments before tonight's Triton and Rochester boys basketball matchup. You can hear the Trojan band behind us. They're rocking and rolling. It's a small, but it's a mighty group. There's only about 10 to 15 kids back behind us, but they do as good a job as if we were maybe at a 4A school and there was a big band of 40, 50 kids in the bleachers. So they are going to be ready to go. The boys are ready to go. We had a great JV matchup, and I expect this one to go a lot closer than maybe John Harrell anticipates. I still think Triton a favorite in this one, currently at 15-3. John Harrell has this one at 54-41. Last time these two teams met, it was just an 8-point win.
Yeah.
That's a more experienced Rochester team last year, a pretty experienced Triton team as well. I think for that reason, it's going to be a lot closer. We did that game, Rita. It was knotted up at halftime, if I'm not mistaken, or very, very close at halftime. Rochester had a lot of momentum heading into that game. The all-time record the last 40 years. Another reason why I think this one could be a little bit closer. About split down the middle, 22-20 over the last 42 meetings between these two schools. Triton currently the 15th ranked class 1A program in the Sagarin rating. Rochester, they are at 62nd in 2A. Let's go ahead and look at the 1A poll while we have a moment as well, just to kind of see where Triton is hanging out and what the rest of the class looks like in front of them, because the Triton Trojans are a top 10 team in class 1A. They're currently the 6th ranked team. Couts at the top at number 1 overall. They are 18-0, including a win over Triton earlier this season. Bar Reeve at number 2 at 18-1. You've got Hauser, who's very competitive once again. Orleans at 16-3. Southwood at 16-2. Southwood's had a sneaky, really good year. They're just one spot ahead of Triton. The Knights and Coach Perry, 16-2. The two losses, the 2A Blackford and then 3A Northwestern in overtime. That game ended up being for the Three Rivers Conference. Northwestern finishing 9-0. Southwood at 7-1, still with a conference game against Northfield left. But that was a really good game that kind of flew under the radar again, as Southwood, a 1A program, falling by 2 to Northwestern. Triton there at 6th. Rossville at 7th. Liberty Christian at 8th. West Central, a great team in the area, at number 9. Monroe Central at 10. We've got Bloomfield, Wood Memorial, DeMott Christian, Washington Township, Northeast Du Bois, and Morristown rounding out your top 15 in Class 1A. Another reminder as we kind of change gears, we're going to be following Whitco and Bremen on Saturday. We're going to be down at Frankfurt, which is the first time for me. Reed, you've been down there, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, it's been a few years, but it's really, their gymnasium is domed, so it's much like Purdue. In fact, I think they kind of patterned it off of that.
Roger Grossman told me it's Mini Mackey.
It really is, which is really amazing. Now, when I was down there, they put us clear up in a crow's nest. It wasn't really safe then. I'm sure they're not doing it now. If they do that, they're going to have to put me on a rope and pull me up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a little bit different in the configuration that way. But other than that, it's very, very, very unusual look and state. You know, they've had a lot of movies there. Mm-hmm. A lot of movies have been pushed there. So they know how to take care of people. I read an article about them. I've been reading quite a bit about them and their host and their athletic director. He's new. Mm-hmm. That athletic director came on as a new man, and they wanted to do some sponsorship. He got a car dealership kick in $500,000 to the school.
All right.
Now, I imagine he probably has his name on everything, including the toilet paper.
Yeah.
But he should for that. I mean, that's amazing. When you get an athletic director that can do that kind of work in addition to the work he does. He came very highly touted, and I'm sure they were very glad to get in. I'm sure they paid him the way they should. And they got their money's worth there.
Yeah, it's four teams going to be involved. LaPel taking on Bremen at 10 a.m. What I like looking ahead, Whitco and Oak Hill at noon, all of these teams are supposed to be there, which normally we get at the semi-state. There's not a team that maybe had a little bit of an easier path to the semi-state. All of these teams are 20-plus win teams, 22-plus win teams, so they're very, very highly touted. Whitco, that's the heavy favorite to get out of this semi-state in the north at 25-1. They'll play Oak Hill in the 12 p.m. game at 22-3. They're expected to win that one, but the Bremen-LaPel game might be the most interesting game of the morning. Bremen, the fifth-ranked team in class 2A in Sagarin, and LaPel, the ninth-ranked team. Now, looking at LaPel, the Bulldogs, they've played a pretty hardy schedule. Around the central Indiana area, a lot of 3A and 4A teams are on that list. Anderson, you've got Oak Hill. They already beat Oak Hill once this year at 52-45. That was way back in November. So they've already beaten somebody in the semi-state. Kind of something to keep in mind there. Wins over Delta. Played South Knox, not particularly close, but South Knox, a really good team down in the south, actually bested by North Knox, who is in the semi-state, taking on Eastern on Saturday. That could be a team that makes their way to the state championship. Other teams involved that they played, Vincennes, Lincoln, Bar Reeve. So pretty competitive schedule. Yeah. They beat Sullivan in their sectional. So, yeah, LaPel is going to be ready. It's not going to be a rollover game for anyone. Semi-state appearance and actually a semi-state win in 22-23.
It's going to be a great tournament. I think it's matched well. I love the fact that Bremen and Whitco are in two opposite brackets. So that gives them an opportunity to have the championship game local. That's very possible. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. Other area teams that are going to be in the mix, down in 1A at Huntington on Saturday at 10 a.m., North Miami takes on Elkhart Christian. That'll be a pretty good matchup in the morning. Looking at 3A, we have Fairfield in the mix. They are going to be taking on Connersville, and then Culver Academy as well going to be taking on Belmont. Now, Belmont, they are the overall favorite to win the 3A state championship. So that's going to be probably the favorite there at Logansport. Fairfield, a little bit of an underdog, according to John Harrell, against Connersville. I don't know if I agree with that completely. I think Fairfield's got a better shot than maybe that 10 points are alluding to. I think that game's much closer there at noon at Logansport, but we'll have to see. In 4A, the team to kind of keep an eye on, well, two of them, Norwell for us. We're always seeing what Coach Eric Thornton is up to. A chance to repeat for Norwell, first in Class 3A, then this year in Class 4A, and then also Northridge in the mix. Coach Doug Springer has his team in the semi-state taking on McCutcheon, which has a chance to be, I think, one of the best games of the morning overall, Northridge and McCutcheon there at LaPorte. So that is the schedule for the weekend. We will be at Frankfort with Whitco and Bremen. Our game, though, tonight, Triton and Rochester, two teams that have been about dead even over the last 40 years or so. We know all about Triton, the speed, the shooting ability. They're a team that doesn't have a lot of size on the interior, but what they want to do is get out, turn you over, and then run and knock down shots in transition, also score at the basket. For Rochester, it's a lot of in and out, and it starts with Jonas Kaiser. He's averaging 16 points a game, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He really is the center nucleus of everything that Rochester wants to do, and you're going to see him try and do just that when we come back here in just a moment. You're listening to Triton Basketball right here on 107.3 WRSW.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970. In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Equipment sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
And welcome back into the Trojan Trench. School songs are about to take place. Rochester back out on the floor to get some final shots up of the warm-up period. Triton also joining them. Rita, this is our last game of the season for Triton. It's been a fun one in the regular season. It always is. But I think that when you look at this group, there's a good chance we could see them a little on later down the road. And I'm just impressed with their scoring ability, but their ability also to defend at different positions without having that perennial post player or post player you expect every year.
I love the way they assist each other, the camaraderie of the team. Everybody knows what you're supposed to do, and they're in the right spot. They just have everything they need to have a really great, long postseason climb. Anything can happen. We know that. That's why, as they say, you play the game. But it doesn't make any difference. They come in fully prepared. They come in as well fully prepared with a coaching staff that has been there and done that over and over and over again. So it's not a new territory for them. I really think that we're going to be seeing them in the postseason, and hopefully they can go a long way. Can they do it without a 6'3" or 4" guy? That's the question. And I think that Overmeyer makes up for a lot of that. I think it just depends on how many of those big guys the opposition has.
Yeah, looking at sectional 51, that's where Triton will be at. They are 10-1 against teams in Class 1A, the only loss for them against Couts. South Central's an interesting case. They're having a really good year. They're 17-5. Satellites under Matty Bush in the third season there. And this would be the first year that there are the most wins that he has had in that sequence. And, man, they're an interesting case. I don't know why I haven't looked at South Central East in the couple of years that I've been around in the area as a team that you're really looking at and saying, okay, this is, they've got a chance here in this sectional. The history, there's not much. 1982, they won a sectional before class basketball. 2002 and 2003, and that's it. So it's 23 years since they won a sectional, have South Central, and all of a sudden they're 17-5. They've played a pretty strong schedule. Similar, you know, comparable loss for them to Couts as Triton lost to Couts. So you think based on that, maybe some head-to-heads, they're kind of on the same level, although a loss to LaVille. We know Triton was able to handle LaVille. And some other comparable wins for them, John Glenn, they beat Jimtown by 2, lost to Couts again by 19. So there's some comparable matchups in that mix for South Central. But I think you can't overlook them at 17-5. Every other team in the sectional, under 500. It's South Central,
yeah,
and it's Triton, really.
Yeah, that's it.
That's how it's going to shake out. And we're going to learn just how it's going to shake out coming up this weekend, because we're going to get that draw, and we'll be able to talk about that. But until then, we do have our national anthem, and then we'll come back with our starting lineups from the Trojan Trench. It's Triton Rochester boys basketball here on 107.3 WRSW.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at FlowTechPNH.com. Go with the flow. FlowTech Plumbing and Heating.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Back to the Trojan Trench, we set it to the floor for tonight's starting lineups. Surprises with Triton for Rochester. We got out there a little late. It'll be Liam Spence, Carson Pollock, Brady Coleman, Jonas Kaiser, and Grant Clark. And we heard from Randy Wynn that a little bit of a change for the Rochester Zebras in that win against Wabash. Jack Reffin, who had been starting for majority of the season, he was slid back to the bench. Grant Clark came in. They felt like Reffin was able to give them a little bit more with that extra energy off the bench. And that proved good in a 13-point victory over Wabash for them. So it looks like they're going to go run that back. Is Coach Luke Smith. Triton wins the tip, and we are underway tonight, Tuesday night, Indiana High School basketball action on 107.3. Landon Patrick will take care of most of the ball handling duties tonight for Triton. Throws a pass to Julian Swanson, replaces his spot between the rings, and now goes back to Patrick. Triton very patient on their opening possession, just like they were against Trinity Academy a few nights ago when we were here at the Trojan Trench covering that game.
Take plenty of time to make up their mind what they're going to do, and I think they're studying the defense, which is most important, too. Triton doesn't do anything that they're not sure of, and I like that.
A lot of times when you have had the success that Triton has had, as Patrick goes to a corner three for Swanson, no good, and a rebound out to Grant Clark. So Rochester will get their first crack with the basketball in their hands. Teams have to adjust to Triton offensively. Excuse me, teams have to adjust their defense to what Triton does offensively because of how good Triton has been. So I think what you said, Reed, is very important because Triton, you never really know how the defense is going to look in front of you, especially when they have to change to what you're doing, not you having to adjust with what they're going to do. Clark the basketball for Rochester. Here come the Zebras. Pass to Pollock. Pollock turns back, top of the key for Clark. Clark lets Rick go a three, no good. Rebound is battled for between Riffle and Overmeyer, and Jaden Overmeyer secures the miss. So,
I heard the whistle.
Yeah, the farmer whistle, or hey, pay attention.
Yeah, that's basically the coach letting them know the whistle is very recognizable.
So maybe Coach Grove saw something on that last trip down that ended in an empty possession for Triton against this defense that he wants his guys to execute. Patrick to Riffle. Riffle, high pass to Swanson. Swanson right in front of Coach Luke Smith in his first year for Rochester. 8-9, trying to get his team to 900. Wood, now to Patrick. Patrick drives, bounce pass to the left baseline. Jaden Overmeyer scores it easily, and that is a play that we have seen time and time again ran with that exact outcome, a two-point basket for Jaden Overmeyer on a great feed from Landon Patrick.
Know where your kids are. Know where your teammates are. Boy, that's a quick return right back.
Very quick three for Jonas Kaiser, and expect a lot of shots from Jonas Kaiser, leading scorer for Rochester. He's the nucleus of the offense, really gets everything going. He distributes, he rebounds, and of course he scores. 3-2 Rochester leads, 5:40 left to go in the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard tonight in the early going of the first quarter. Julian Swanson to Overmeyer on the far wing, back to Patrick. Patrick being pestered defensively. Brady Coleman trying to get in his chest. Patrick to Wood, quick three on the way is good.
Good way to start.
Triton answers the three from Kaiser with a three from Brady Wood. And Wood struggled a little bit in that win against Trinity Academy, so good to see him with an answer. Here's an answer on the other end, and that's Jonas Kaiser with back-to-back threes on back-to-back possessions. 6-5, Triton takes over, rather Rochester taking the lead. And it's all Jonas Kaiser early for the Z's.
So that's the way it's going to be, huh? It's
like
a lot of threes taken.
Rochester not afraid to shoot. Only 25% overall as a team, but Kaiser's got a pretty good mark. 6-5, 4:51 left to go in the first quarter. Swanson back to Wood, top of the key. Wood drives, slings a one-handed pass to the near wing for Swanson. Swanson chest pass to Patrick. Step inside the free throw line, long pass to the far corner, three good.
Wow.
So four possessions, back-to-back-to-back-to-back threes, split twice between the two teams. 8-6, Triton leading Rochester. Offense, not a problem so far. Wood matched up for the larger defender and Grant Clark. Over to Kaiser's had the hot hand. He drives right baseline, got position, and lays it through. 8 points for Jonas Kaiser. He's got all of them for Rochester, and we're tied 8-8. 4:10 left to go near the midway point of the first quarter. No fouls, no stoppages, just 16 points by two teams. Swanson to Wood. Wood back to Swanson with some space. Bounces a pass to the right block. Here's Overmeyer cutting from the top of the key down into the lane, and there was a little bit of contact, and that was what was not able to allow Overmeyer to get the basketball.
Three black jerseys that were very big.
And another three, this one from Brady Coleman. Third Rochester three of the quarter. Holy cow.
We're not going to get them by twos. We're going to get them by threes tonight.
Once again, this is a Rochester team that's only shooting 25% as a team from three. Not an issue tonight. 11-8, 3:29 left to go in the first quarter. Riffle, guarded by Kaiser. Over to Wood, step inside the free throw line. Down to Overmeyer, and Patrick just led Jaden a little far to his right. Basketball out of bounds, untouched. Quintana comes in for Overmeyer. Also have our first sub. Jack Revitt checks in for Grant Clark.
Well, we knew this ought to be really a well-matched two going into this game. Both teams very well matched as far as outside shooting, but we didn't know they were going to hit this like at this rate.
No, not at all. Rochester, they are 3-for-4. Inside to Reffitt, using that big back frame up against the glass, and the shot no good. Rebounded by Wood. Here comes the sophomore. Checks his left, checks his right. Now goes pass over to Swanson. Swanson, far wing, right in front of the scorer's table. Back to Swanson at the same spot, the volleyball line. Now to Riffle, the near volleyball line. Back to Wood. Good defense from Rochester. Wood drives, kick out pass to Riffle. Catch and shoot three off his back. Foot is good. And that was a very difficult shot for Gage Riffle. But he's got his 6th point of the night. Two straight threes for Gage. 11-11. Back and forth we go.
Six threes by two teams. That's a pretty good start.
2:33 left to go in the first quarter. Kaiser wants another one. This one way wide. Didn't hit anything. But the offensive rebound by Coleman, no good on the putback. Who touched it last? They'll say Rochester did. 22 combined points in the first quarter. It's been moving very quick.
Moving and even.
2:24 is the basketball inbounded to Patrick. Landon takes a slow dribble, wrist tape on his left hand, over to Wood, who also has that wrist tape on his left hand, rather left wrist. Discombobulated passing sequence, but it finds its way into Wood, does the basketball, and Brady Wood missed the shot, but it was deflected off of Rochester Zebra.
They worked him over pretty good under there.
Rochester's not getting anything in the interior.
Not. Playing great defense.
Try and make Triton shoot over the top of them. Trying to get Riffle free on a screen, they do. Defense immediately comes right on top of him. Coleman, nice recovery. Over to Swanson. Quintana, far corner. Wisana looks to his right, now dribbles with the right hand on Reffitt, over to Wood, top of the key. Brady got a little bit of a lane, kick out to the near wing. Here's a three on the way for Swanson's good. Fourth made Triton three, first for Julian Swanson. Three guys have four threes. 14-11, and Kaiser's just going to step into one and make it from the top of the key. What you can do, I can do better.
And that's the game they're playing, and it's working for both.
Kaiser with an early 11. We're tied at 14. 1:28 left to go in the first quarter. Wood thought about it. Now he'll go to Riffle. Riffle way out by the volleyball line. Back over to Swanson in between the rings. Swanson a double team in the zone. Into Quintana, bobbled the basketball but caught it. Over to Brady Wood. His three no good. Long rebound out to Patrick. Patrick to the far corner. Riffle, adjust. Back foot three on the way. Good.
That's three for him.
17-14. We've had eight combined threes in this first half.
Four for each team.
Wow. Check it. That's nine combined threes. 50 seconds left. Does Rochester want the last say? They're going to go up and underneath. Two-point shot no good by Coleman. Rebounded by Wood. See what Brady Wood looks to do. 41 seconds left to go in the quarter. Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard shows us 17-14. Bounce pass to Quintana. Couldn't finish with the right hand. Rochester the rebound.
He was there.
He had it.
Good pass.
Pollock squeezed the miss. Coach Smith commanding the order on the far sideline. See if Rochester wants to hang on for the final shot. Triton not sending the double team on Kaiser. Kaiser with contact. Good on the two. That's a tough two as he was working on the sophomore. Jonas Kaiser having an all-world first quarter. 9 seconds left as Triton brings it across the half-court line. Over to Patrick with 5 seconds left. Triton needs to go quickly. Basketball tipped out of bounds with 1.7 seconds left.
13 points in the first quarter for Jonas Kaiser.
Unbelievable.
Three threes, two twos.
Hasn't missed.
No, he hasn't.
17-6, 1.7 seconds left. Near sideline, inbound for Triton. To Quintana, back to Swanson. Swanson, a long three. Good if it goes. No good. And Triton leads a very fast-paced, high-scoring quarter. 17-16 here at the Trojan Trench over Rochester on 107.3 WRSW.
Exmark makes the mowers to care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil and Bourbon, your truck neighbor, for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073wrsw.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Jonas Kaiser has 13 of his game average 16 just in the first quarter. It's 17-16. Rochester starts the quarter with the basketball, but they trail by one as Triton has had an answer for every shot by Kaiser so far, as Gage Riffle an early 9 points for Triton. It's been more balanced for the Trojans, but still just a one-point game. Here is Clark working on Quintana, and we have our first foul call to the entire game at the 7:41 mark of the second quarter. That will send Grant Clark to the free throw line.
Clark normally does a lot of the scoring, but he hasn't had to worry about that tonight. This would be his first opportunity.
Reedy said free throws are going to be important tonight, potentially, with the way the shots have been falling. And free throw opportunities might be pretty scarce. Here's Clark, first free throw, nothing but net. Very deliberate rhythm there for him. Routine solid. Substitution for Triton. Brady Wood comes out. Who snuck in there? It was, I believe, Jameson Swanson. Yep. He'll be around the paint. trying to box out for a free throw. No good on the free throw. Gage Riffle secures the miss. 1-for-2 trip for Clark, but it does the job and ties the game at 17-all with 7:35 left to go in the first half. Triton and Rochester once again meeting. They have many times this year, rather this in their history, and I'm speechless there for a moment because Julian Swanson just hit Triton's 6-3 of the half.
Why not?
20-17 the lead for Triton. Here's an open shot, and then no shot is taken, but hang on to by Coleman. Coleman over to Pollock, down the far wing for Clark. Clark back out to Pollock, 3 on the way, off the mark left. Quintana fighting for the rebound, but it's Grant Clark who fights off 3 Triton defenders to steal the offensive rebound away. Good minutes for Clark here as he comes back in after coming in, going to the bench, and now back in on the starting lineup. Kaiser's off the floor right now for Triton. That's interesting to note. Long 3 for Coleman, no good, and Riffle the rebound for Triton. So with Kaiser off the floor, Rochester still scoreless. Pass to Riffle, shot fake, and a travel.
Good. That was a good call.
Going right back to Rochester. That will signal Kaiser checking in. Liam Spence takes a seat.
I think he was thinking about maybe taking that shot. Instead, he decided to pass off, and that little hesitation is what caused that traveling.
We've seen Riffle hit a good shot fake or two.
You betcha.
This year that's allowed him to get an open shot. That time, he did take too many steps. So Rochester on the other end. Clark on the left elbow over to Kaiser, who just got about a minute and 30-second breather on the sideline. Spinning for Pollock. Foot inside the free throw line. Now back to Clark at the same spot. Clark eyes up the basket, sends it wide off the glass on the fall-away jumper. Swanson the rebound over to Riffle. Triton a chance now. 3-point lead for the Trojans. Boy, that's Gage Riffle's range right there. You can't leave him long for too long by himself. He opts out of the shot. It would have been a long 3, but passes it around to Brady Wood. Wood in the far corner. Back to Riffle at the volleyball line. Now back to Wood at the far sideline. In the wings, working. Back to Jamison Swanson, who's fresh off the bench for Triton. Swanson to Patrick on the inside. Now at the left block, looking for a passer. Back out to Riffle. 3 on the way. No. Pinball's off the rim and rebound into the hands of Grant Clark.
It was the right thing to do. Landon was really covered.
5:41. Rochester not giving anything on the interior for Triton, but scoring on the interior is Carson Pollock on the run through contact. And the senior will have a 2-point shot go down and a shot at the free throw line to add on to it.
I tell you right now, that percentage for Rochester has to be one of the all-time highs for them.
We'll get our stats at the halftime and let you know exactly the overall statistics. But yeah, it's very, very good. Riffle takes a seat on the bench. Quintana also comes off the floor. Overmeyer into the game, and Julian Swanson back in the game. So Pollock trying to finish off the 3-point play. Ooh, we had a lane violation, but who went first? Rochester's Grant Clark did. So Pollock's not even going to get a shot at the rim.
Nope, didn't have a chance.
It was the very deliberate shot fake almost that that Pollock was doing in his warm-up routine, eyeing up the free throw that actually got 3 different people to jump early, starting with his teammate, Grant Clark. So Triton, the 1-point lead, 20-19. Wood, low pass up and into Overmeyer, who drives the left side of the lane up to the left block and scores cleanly.
He was committed on that play.
Very much so. 4 points for Jaden Overmeyer. He's the only Triton Trojan that has not scored from beyond the arc tonight. 22-19. Kaiser trying to answer. This shot no good. Rebounded quickly by Patrick. Triton with numbers in transition. Up to Swanson. Swanson thought about the 3. Rochester gets set defensively in front of Landon Patrick now with the basketball. Nice bounce pass to Overmeyer. Kick out to Wood. Wood eyes up a 3. Good.
Wow.
Brady Wood with 6 points, his second 3. Triton now with 7 made first half threes, the largest lead of the game for either side. It's 25-19 with 4:44 left to go in the first half. Coach Luke Smith wants a timeout, and we will take it with him. Triton the lead, Rochester the basketball when we come back, trailing by 6 on WRSW.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There, Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There, Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Rochester using their first time out of the game, the first team to use a timeout. They trail by their largest deficit of the game. It's 6 points in a game that has featured a lot of three-pointers, 11 combined, 7 for Triton, 4 for Rochester. Here are the Zebras, and Triton forcing them to turn the basketball over, trying to pass along the baseline. Not enough juice on the pass to the corner man, Grant Clark, and it runs out of bounds as the basketball.
The offense is automatic for both teams. Who will come out of this winner is who plays the best defense. And right now that happens to be Triton.
Yeah, they've made enough stops. Only a handful, but enough. Long lead pass from Patrick to Swanson. Jamison Swanson, not enough on the two-point shot. He is fouled after a shot is blocked. Now, who is this foul going to go on? There were two Rochester Zebras in there. Push on number two. They give it on number five. Let's see when they put it up on the scoreboard. It's number four, Mitchell Clark, who just checked into the game, is assessed with a personal foul. Swanson, free throw, good. That's the sophomore Jamison Swanson's first points of the night. Pretty solid free throw shooter is Jamison. Hasn't shot a ton of attempts this season, but he's hanging right around 80% from the free throw line, which is important. That's a Triton team overall that shoots just about 60. Two for two for Jamison Swanson, 27-19, the lead up to eight. Triton applying some light pressure on the inbound. Kaiser being face guarded by Brady Wood. Wood guarding Kaiser, forcing the turnover as Kaiser tried to get rid of the basketball, and Kaiser actually Wood coming up with it. Long lead pass for Julian Swanson. Off the glass, good for Julian.
He is ready tonight.
Triton turns easy defense into easy offense.
8 points for him, 2 threes and a deuce. That gives him 8 so far in the first half.
Lead up to 10. First double-figure lead for any team, and that lead pass just too much from Reffitt to Kaiser. Rochester overdoing things slightly on offense, feeling the pressure from Triton. 3:40 left to go. The Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard reading 29-19. Triton on top of Rochester. High scoring first half of action. We'll recap it on the Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. We'll also look at some scores from around the area tonight in Indiana High School boys basketball. Wood has had the tall task of guarding Jonas Kaiser. He's also been able to add some scoring tonight with 6 points. He just gave the basketball to Landon Patrick. Patrick driving with his left hand at the basket, couldn't score it. Left it a little long in the rebound to Kaiser. Now Kaiser looking to his right. He'll just dribble straight downhill, trying to get into the chest to Brady Wood. No shot. Foul on the floor against Wood. Wood was going for the tie-up. He was trying to secure the jump ball.
Yeah, that was pretty well done by Rochester at that point. So that's Brady's first, team's fourth.
And he will get a breather on the bench. No free throws, not quite in the bonus like Rita just mentioned. Pass inside to Kaiser. Kick out, great pass, finds an open Carson Pollock who couldn't finish the three-point play. But that was a nice look for Rochester, one of their better looks they've had in the last handful of possessions. 29-19 the lead for Triton. Rochester has only scored 3 points this entire quarter. They had 16 in the first quarter. 2:44 left to go in the first half.
Empty trips in this game is an empty trip. They'll make you pay for it.
Very much so is. Ooh, good ball work on the dribble by Julian Swanson, who had his shot blocked by a great defensive effort from Liam Spence. And then Swanson got his own rebound, but there was a problem. He had his back foot on the baseline out of bounds.
When it goes bad, sometimes it all goes bad.
That's right. Caught the miss where he got straight up blocked, and then he was out of bounds. It also counts as the turnover. Kaiser trying to get downhill, takes a screen left. They cut it to Reffitt on the little pick and roll, and Reffitt able to finish the easy two. That was a really good setup to Jack Reffitt. 29-21. That breaks the ice for Rochester. They had been on a scoreless streak for quite some time in the second quarter. Triton trying to answer. Over to Patrick. Patrick, a long looping pass to the top of the key for Wood. Wood back to Landon Patrick. Trying to slice and dice. 15-foot shot falls through for Landon Patrick. And there's his dad's jump shot coming through a little bit.
A little bit.
31-21. 1:51 left to go in the first half. Screen right. This one is for Pollock. Pollock trying to feed Kaiser on the dribble. And Kaiser on the shot is fouled. Two free throws coming up for Jonas Kaiser. Yep, they're making the announcement, Rita, right now for the Junior Trojans to be making their way over to the far corner of the gym because they're going to come out here and compete.
It was amazing last time.
Yeah, it was. Very
I couldn't
impressed.
Believe how some of those kids can shoot.
Speed and the shooting ability was maybe some of the best we've seen for some of the younger groups that we've gotten to watch at halftime in the area. Kaiser's first free throw falls flat off the rim, no good.
Boy, they've really struggled in this quarter. They've only scored 3 points in this period, so that's they're going to have to improve it on that to make sure they can get back into the game.
And Kaiser had all 13 of his points in the first quarter until the second free throw was made there.
Now give him 14.
So he has not had much of an impact in the second quarter after being the leader in the first quarter. Had his jersey get tugged on there, but still hits the right elbow jumper on the turnaround. That was tough defense to get around for Julian Swanson. And now Julian's having a really good game all of a sudden.
He is.
33-22, 1:25 left to go in the first half. Four shot from Reffitt, no good. Good defense from Triton. Quick trip, quick rebound. And how does Coach Groves want to approach this possession for his team with 1:15 left to go in the half and an 11-point lead? See if they'll hold on and look for the best possible shot. Patrick's going to survey at the top of the key, try to feed a bounce pass to Riffle, and Riffle just didn't run with it. Turnover for Triton, a little miscommunication. Patrick trying to lead Riffle to the basket.
Hit his chest and said, my bad.
Yeah.
He knew right away that that was going to work. We'll give him that. He's had a really good game.
He has. Now 62 seconds left to go in the first half. Triton's lead still 11, 33-22. How quick does Rochester want to go? Clark just checked back into the game for Reffitt. Clark over in the corner to Pollock. Pollock back to Reffitt. Or excuse me, Clark, rather. Clark back to Spence. Here's a long two for Kaiser. Rebound battled for and then taken away by Triton. Landon Patrick rips it away from Clark on the dribble.
Going to wait for the last shot of the half.
That's the right move. Wood is guarded out on the volleyball line near side. Now he gives off to Patrick. Loops a pass over to Swanson. Swanson hangs on and checks everything in front of him. 20 seconds left to go in the quarter. Let's see when Coach Groves wants them to start. He'll say go now. 15 seconds, and here comes Triton. Patrick starts it in the far corner to the top of the key, nearly at midcourt. Over to Swanson. Back to Patrick. Rochester's defense starting to collapse. Pass is tipped out to Riffle. He'll reposition himself and hit a long two. That wasn't the way it was drawn up, but a deflection spins the pass out to Gage Riffle, who finishes the quarter with 11 points, and it's 35-22, Triton leading Rochester on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. We take a timeout, and we'll come back with the Beacon Point Advisors halftime show here on 107.3 WRSW.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com, member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better. When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Powered Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family-owned since 1970. In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon.
The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Beacon Point Advisors halftime show 35-22. Triton leading Rochester. We've got a ton of scoring to rip through. We'll start first with Rochester. 14 points in that first half for Jonas Kaiser, but 13 of those 14 were in the first quarter. 3 for Brady Coleman, 2 for Carson Pollock, 2 for Jack Reffitt, and 1 for Grant Clark. For Triton, way more balance. 10 points for Julian Swanson, 11 for Gage Riffle. I've got 6 for Brady Wood, 2 for Jamison Swanson, and 2 for Landon Patrick. Did I miss somebody? I missed somebody. I missed Jaden Overmeyer with 4 there. He had 4. And Rita, those shooting percentages look pretty good.
Exactly. You know, when you're playing a team and they're shooting 59% from the field, that's pretty good. And then you say, okay, we'll just start playing threes. Why not? Well, there's 63% from the arc. And then 100% from the free throw line. Now, I'm not a math wizard, but even I know that's pretty doggone good. If you take a look at Rochester, then they started out really good. And they didn't end up badly. They were rated 20 for 40% from the field, 44.4% from the arc, 50% from the free throw line. So their stats aren't horrible. Brighton's are just that much better.
And you look at what Rochester's shooting, you would probably think, yeah, most nights that's going to get us a victory.
Exactly.
Or that's going to at least keep us in a game. But that's not the case because of Triton almost shooting, no, not almost, they are. They're shooting 20 points better overall and 24 points better from three. That's incredible.
And they outscored them in the second quarter 18-6, and that's what really hurt. They took Jonas out for some reason, and when he came back in, he just wasn't quite in the flow like he was early in the game. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting conclusion to this one. Everybody loves to see the ball go through the hoop, and they certainly saw it with Triton 7-11 from the three-point arc. Really not bad for the Z's either, 4-9. That was just fun.
Yeah, we had 6 lead changes, 4 ties in the first half. It was very back and forth. Triton would go on a 12-2 run, though, and that pretty much got us to the point in which we're at right now, 35-22 on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. Let's take a peek at some town out-of-town scores. Not a ton coming in just yet. We do have a score from Plymouth as they lead Knox 8-5 early in the first half. We have Jimtown leading Bethany Christian 21-6 end of the first quarter in that game. Concord, an early one-point lead over Central Noble. Caston beating Lewis Cass 20-8 at halftime. Westview beating Wawasee right now 19-14 with 4:26 left to go in the second quarter. I believe that's number 2 or number 1 now overall, Westview in Class 2A. Northfield leads Meconaqua 20-18 end of the first quarter. Mishawaka over South Bend Adams 28-26 at the half. Delphi leading Winnemac 15-13 end of the first quarter. It's a bit of a surprise. Maybe not a surprise, but a good game as we expected. Goshen leading South Bend St. Joe 33-31 at the half. Eastbrook and Wabash tied up at 5s early in the first quarter. Adams Central over Southwood at the end of the first quarter, 25-18. And 34-24 is the score of the Bremen and Fairfield game. Not quite sure who is leading that one at the half, as we just know that is a halftime score. Still waiting on to hear as we're listening along what the winner of that game is right now at the half. Michigan leading Purdue right now, 48-32. At halftime, and Ball State leading Ohio in men's basketball 13-9 midway through the first half. We'll take one more time out here at our Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. When we return, we expect to have second half action from the Trojan Trench as Triton leading Rochester at the half 35-22.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Thank you, Warsaw. This is Neil Stanglin with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. When it comes to comfort you can count on, you have spoken. Through real feedback from real customers, Flotek Plumbing and Heating was named the best HVAC contractor this year for our area. An honor based on verified Google reviews, analyzed and certified by Business Rate. Thank you once again as we look forward to continue to provide the type of service you can count on for all your comfort and plumbing needs. Go with the flow, Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Call or visit flotekpnh.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
Triton immediately scoring on the inbound as we welcome you back into the second half. I believe that was Landon Patrick who got that last basket for Triton. 37-22. Lightning quick start for Triton, and they lead now by 15 as their ever so large lead continues to expand. A steal by Brady Wood. Wood wanting to work quickly up to the basket, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Kaiser, and Rochester makes a stop for the moment. Really tough sledding from the second quarter on for Rochester so far, as they've scored just 6 points since the start of the second quarter. Kaiser, he's had just 13 of his 14 total in the first quarter, and Brady Wood pestering him again, takes the ball away. Wood over the top of the defense to Patrick. Swanson here in transition around the three-point line, surveys to the free throw line, and honestly, he upped the difficulty of the shot as he surveyed to his right from where he was at beyond the arc, yet he still made it with no problem.
Finished. Yeah, he finished. Great. Boy, he's had a good night. 12 points unofficially for Julian.
Almost another takeaway for Triton, really upping the defensive effort here in the second half so far. In the first points of the second half from Brady Coleman for Rochester. Coleman with 4 points. Triton quickly on the other end. Wood with some space back to Riffle. Around the perimeter, the basketball goes. Wood to Patrick. 6:32 left to go in the quarter. 15-point lead for Triton. Here's Wood working one-on-one against Kaiser at the free throw line. Over to Overmeyer on the left baseline extended. Now back to Riffle, right underneath the basket. Riffle puts his back into the defender and goes right up with the basketball to score it.
They're doing a job tonight.
Not a ton of misses for Triton tonight, right. Period. Came into the second half shooting 63%, and they're 3-for-3 in the second half. 41-24. Long three, no good. Offensive rebound by Kaiser. He puts it right back up. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Missed it again. And rebound snugged out and secure by Riffle. Riffle to Wood. Wood back to Patrick. Wood with some space in the wing. Now to Riffle with plenty of space. And I'm telling you, 4 or 5 feet beyond the three-point line, that's good enough for Gage Riffle. He'll still try and hit it from there. Over to Overmeyer. Overmeyer into the lane to Swanson. He's 3 feet beyond the arc. That's a long three that's no good and rebounded by Kaiser. For the lead for Triton. 5:27 on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. Some space and a missed three for Carson Pollock. We have a foul. Which side is it against, though? It's going to go against number 5 on the hold. And then number 4. Is that Patrick? Yep, Landon
number
Patrick.
4, yeah.
Patrick's first of the quarter for either team.
Not very many total fouls called in this game.
Yeah, it's been very easy for the bookkeeper on the foul trouble. Not a lot of it. Kaiser thought about a long two. Instead, drives to the defense and lays it in clean.
16 now for Kaiser.
And he can get that. He can score at pretty much every level. But the problem is Rochester going to come up with enough stops? Ooh, what a beautiful backdoor pass set up by Landon Patrick. He bounced it over to the left elbow where Jaden Overmeyer fed it to Gage Riffle on a baseline run. That was perfection on offense for Triton.
Here he goes with a steal now.
And here's a steal for Riffle. Clean runway. He'll lay it up and in.
He is on fire tonight.
Back-to-back baskets for Gage Riffle. And Landon Patrick, he thought about a steal himself. Nearly had one as Rochester able to recollect themselves in jeopardy of going down by 20 in this game. It's a 19-point lead for Triton. Here's Kaiser. Right elbow jumper, no good. Rebound poked out to Reffitt. Reffitt having problems with the basketball. And Swanson takes it away from him. Julian looks from him behind to his right to Wood. Over to Riffle. Over to Patrick. Patrick thought about a drive, instead hangs on, and the basketball swings around the perimeter again. Wood, defender to his back, driving down the baseline, surveys, fires, shot blocked, but out to Gage Riffle, and Triton gets a do-over with 4:10 left to go in the quarter. Riffle checks the bench to his right, now drives to his left, bounces on the baseline pass to Overmeyer, and Jaden scores cleanly.
So Jaden gets his 6th point of the game. Riffle right now has 17, and I don't know how many assists like that, but a lot of them.
Quite a few of them. 47-26, the lead 21. Kaiser, a long three with a hand in his face. Shot is no good, and rebound by Overmeyer. Here comes Triton with a huge lead, their largest of the night. Offense is working to perfection for Triton. Just one missed shot so far in the entire quarter. Riffle to Swanson. Swanson, now he wants a one-on-one. Got the basketball poked out of his hands and last touched by a zebra. Quintana into the game. Swanson into the game for Julian Swanson. So Jameson in for Julian. We also have a substitution for Rochester. Number 4, Mitchell Clark comes out of the game. Didn't see who snuck in there. I think it's number 2, Liam Spence, who came back in. Inbound to Wood. Wood got a double team on him, and he traveled. Turnover over to Rochester. They're going to need a lot of those and a lot of makes to get back into this game. Down 21 with 3:23 left to go in the quarter.
When we see the overall percentage for Triton in the second half, and combined, it's going to be pretty good.
I mean, it might be record-breaking.
The all-time
record in total field goal percentage on a certain, I'm sure, minimum amount of shots. But this one is nearing a 70% performance right now for Triton. We'll see what it ends up becoming. Long way to go still in this one. Here's a drive for Rochester's Carson Pollock. Pollock back out to Spence, the top of the key. Kaiser on the right block, turns into 2 defenders, feeds the basketball up to the rim, lost the shot, and the rebound was back tapped out to Landon Patrick. Patrick to Riffle, eyed up a three. Over to Wood, extra pass to Julian Swanson. Rather, that's Jameson Swanson. Patrick at the free throw line. Over to Riffle. Riffle with some space around his defender. Stuck in the far corner. Pass to Quintana. Quintana, handoff on the turnaround to Riffle. Riffle lost the basketball off the foot of Reffitt. That's going to be a kicked ball.
Triton doesn't mind playing deep in that corner.
No, they don't.
Most people would be afraid to be back there, but they almost look at that as home territory because they find a way to get out of there every time.
Yeah, they look comfortable, and most teams do not look comfortable right over there. And they can take their time here. They really don't have to be picky on offense. Patrick to Swanson, trying to move the Rochester zone around in front of them. They'll go backdoor to Wood, and he fed it perfectly through the basket thanks to a great pass by Landon Patrick. I almost want to give half a point to Landon Patrick on that, yeah, for the pass.
Absolutely.
49-26, 23-point lead for Triton. 2:05 left to go on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. Reffitt, near wing, long three for Pollock. No good. Rochester's gone cold in this game. And Gage Riffle now advancing the basketball for Triton. Inside to Quintana, looking for the back door. It wasn't there this time. Patrick will instead drive inside the free throw line. He's in the paint. High pass to Swanson. Swanson to Quintana. The two good from Quintana.
Good job.
Scoring's been great, but the passing has looked even better at times.
That's done it. The assist category in this quarter is going to be fantastic.
51-26. Ref at a three. No good. Long shot. Triton in transition. They're going to push the pace. No, they'll hang on. Riffle steals the rebound. Patrick to Riffle. He looks inside to Quintana on the left block. Instead goes to Wood over to Landon Patrick in the right corner right in front of the Triton bench. Catch and shoot three for Gage Riffle. No good. Rebound battled for. Spun back out to Landon Patrick. Patrick hit on the arm, and Landon will have two free throw attempts coming up. It's been an unbelievable first three quarters offensively for Triton. They have 51 points so far with Landon Patrick heading to the free throw line.
Personal foul is going to be on Casper. So Casper picks up the personal.
He has not played much tonight.
No.
As Patrick hits the first free throw of this exchange. You look at Triton this season so far. The overall scoring numbers for Triton. 58 against Trinity Academy. Season high was 67 against Argus. They scored 66 against LaVille on January 20th. But this could be one of those nights. And we had a hard fall for Isaac Quintana. And who was the foul against? Was it against Quintana or was it against a Rochester Zebra? I think it was against the Zebra.
Yeah, Triton's going to get the ball.
It was against Grant Clark. So after the missed free throw, Clark fouled Quintana. Patrick inside to Overmeyer on the lob and needed a shooter's bounce. But Jaden Overmeyer got that shooter's bounce, and it's 54-26 with 54 seconds left to go in the quarter. Just in the third quarter, Triton alone. Putting it to Rochester. Open layup blown. Casper couldn't finish the lay-in. We have a tie-up and basketball back to Rochester. And that's what starts to happen when you continue to go cold. Even the wide-open ones, they seem like they're a mile away.
There again, the assist on that play was very good, too. So he got a gift. He just couldn't finish the job.
Rochester inbounding. Reffitt, long three from the right wing. No good. Good box out by Jamison Swanson, and he's bullied into a jump ball. Tie-up will go back to Triton. 37.7 seconds left. Triton a chance to make this a 30-point game going in to the fourth quarter. Thought this one would be a lot closer. It looked like it was going to be a lot closer. It was 17-16 at the end of the first quarter, but 35-22, Triton opened it up in the second quarter, and now they've scored 19 points. So they scored 17 points in the first quarter, 18 points in the second quarter. They're at 19 now if they don't score with this possession as they hang on to the basketball, just trying to dwindle down the final few seconds of the third quarter. Swanson.
The good old last shot, huh?
Looks like it. Swanson to Patrick, and Patrick is fouled in the interior, but it is not a bonus shot potential. This is just the fourth foul against Rochester in the quarter, so Triton will have to inbound it with 10.3 ticks left to go as Julian Swanson gets set baseline right of his own basket. Swanson to Overmeyer. Overmeyer on his feet, fends a pass to Julian Swanson. Three-point shot, no good, but the putback and the tip-in more so off the miss shot. Didn't even hit the floor for Jamison Swanson. Is good. Triton did commit a personal foul on a reach-in as the clock expired. How are they going to rule this? Will they inbound the basketball or they will just assess the foul? I think they're going to have to come back on the floor and finish this quarter because anytime there's a foul called, that does put time back up on the clock and both teams do have to finish out the quarter. Nonetheless, the basket for Jamison Swanson's good. So it's 56-26. They will put 0.4 seconds up on the clock to end out this third quarter that has Triton out by 30 right now. Unbelievable. Ref with a football pass to Clark. He cannot hang on to it. The shot will be no good. And it is 56-26. Triton outscores Rochester in the quarter 21-4. And we're back to tell you more about it as the fourth quarter begins here in a moment on 107.3 WRSW.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to the Trojan Trench. Apologize about that break. And did not fire the commercial the next time through as we were coming out of that timeout, getting our stats situated. Triton is going to try to score on their first possession. Jaden Overmeyer's shot gets spiked into the backcourt, and Jameson Swanson can field it up and go through as it was last touched by a Rochester Zebra. So around the horn it goes for Rochester with a 30-point lead, 56-26. Back to Julian Swanson. His three on the way. His three is good.
He is hitting everything right now. That gives him 15.
I think that's one of just two threes Triton has actually made in the second half to tell you how good they were in that third quarter, just scoring in general to expand the lead.
Looking 59, for the open guy.
59-26, no good on the shot from Rochester. And Triton a chance to put this into a running clock. Over to Riffle, open three, no good. Rebounded by Jameson Swanson inside the paint. Back to Wood. Right corner three,
yep,
is good.
Is.
And an official timeout as we had something on the floor. Not sure what got tossed there. Maybe a piece, yep, of popcorn or something. But the official wanted to grab it and make sure nobody tripped on it. But we're going to have a running clock for the final 7:01 of this game. 62-26. This has been an unbelievable three-point performance from Triton.
16 points for Rochester in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and 4 in the third. Defensively, they've been right on it as well.
Unbelievable. Rochester just trying to come up with something as Kaiser is back into the game. Back around the perimeter they go. Spence, bounce pass is kicked by Gage Riffle. Patrick will check into the game. Out goes Jameson Swanson. Really thought this one would be a little bit more competitive tonight. I expected Triton to win maybe around 8 to 10 points. But
who thought this?
This is not what I expected. Almost a perfect shooting night from Triton. Kaiser with a man in his face. His shot no good. The putback finally good for Carson Pollock. Quick pass up the floor. Triton wants to go quickly. Overmeyer in the near corner. Now to Swanson. He switches places with him. Here's Julian Swanson. Over to Brady Wood with 6:05 left to go in the game. Triton's lead 62-28. Swanson to Wood. Cannot wait to see the shooting percentage from Triton at the end of this one. Great pass by Swanson. Got the chest pass to Jaden Overmeyer. And Overmeyer even fouled. It happened so quickly it didn't even seem like he was going to be fouled. But he was fouled. So a two-point play turns into a potential three-point play for Jaden Overmeyer. And another great assist for Triton tonight.
You want your team to peak a sectional time. I'd call this a peaking game.
I mean, Rita, from what we've seen, we were here for two of the last three games for Triton. 58-34, they beat Trinity Academy. Free throw no good for Overmeyer. We did not get to see that conference championship game, but they beat North Miami on the road in a win takes and a winner that takes the conference championship by 11. Reffitt, three, no good. Kaiser the rebound for Rochester. He steps through contact. Count the basket for Jonas Kaiser. as he will head to the free throw line momentarily, and that's going to bring in the bench for Triton. The JV guys are going to get some run here with the exception of Isaac Quintana, who will come in. And all five starters will take an early seat tonight at the 5:15 mark. Job well done for the starting five. 64-30 the score as they take their seat more than likely for the final time tonight. Unbelievable again. Kaiser to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Out of the right hand, free throw good for Kaiser. His numbers are going to look pretty good. He carried most of the scoring tonight for Rochester.
Yeah, he's going to end up with 19 points right now, so he should end up with a pretty good night.
A lot of new guys into the game for Triton. We'll pick them up as we get the opportunity. Levi McFarland, he is one of them. Jameson Swanson still out there. Free throw line jumper for Jameson, no good. Rebounded by Kaiser under the five-minute mark left to go in this game. Don't anticipate too many stoppages left in this one. Triton, the big-time lead. Now to 16-3. Elkhart Christian and Bremen ahead of them, also Knox. Kaiser fighting through contact. He's fouled on the shot. Quintana able to block the basketball to save what could have been a three-point play. Very interested to see how that rematch against Bremen goes for Triton, although that's going to be at the Lion Den. That's going to be on the road. That's a
should
very,
be a good one.
Very interesting game coming up next Tuesday night. Free throw for Kaiser, his first of this opportunity, no good. Second on the way in a moment. Four guys in the lineup, four new faces in the lineup for Rochester.
Yep, going to clear the bench a little bit.
Pick these guys up as we get the opportunity to. Mitchell Clark is in there. Alex Chapman is in there. Ashton Musselman also on the floor. Kaiser at the free throw line. Free throw no good. Rebound muscle down by Colton Large. Swanson looking back door on the pass to McFarland, and Swanson was fouled as he cut across the top of the key.
And not much doubt about that.
Let's check in around the area, see if we have any updates on some of the key games. Curious about that Goshen and South Bend St. Joe game. Goshen leading now South Bend St. Joe 54-51.
Boy,
Six minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Westview and Wallasee was one I was keeping an eye on. Triton inbounds the basketball. Swanson to Quintana, and Quintana is fouled on the reach by Rochester. Westview leading Wallasee 39-26, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still don't have an updated score in that Bremen-Fairfield matchup. Pass inside to Quintana. Back out to the wing for Triton. Here's Blaze Henley now in the corner. I believe that's McFarland who dials up the triple. It is sophomore Levi McFarland who adds a three-pointer to Triton's outstanding total. It's now double-digit threes tonight for the Trojans. Rochester looking for an answer. Foul on the floor. Let's go against Triton. 67-31 on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. With that last made three, Triton officially tying their season best in individual or an overall performance of scoring. They matched that game. They beat Argus back on February 5th. Jameson Swanson will take a seat.
Arnett is in.
Pass guide in for Rochester. Having trouble with it was Connor Dunphy. Collected, though, and now around the way it goes. Aiden Wilson had the basketball for a moment. Now Alex Chapman has it. Chapman had a really good game in JV.
Yes, he did.
Sophomore that will continue to play some important minutes in the future for Coach Smith. Two-point shot, though, no good. Rebounded by Triton. Here come the Trojans. Bounce pass to the right block, back out to Colton Large. Large in the right elbow. Inside feed, two-point shot, no good. Max Johnson on the shot attempt. An offensive rebound, though, for Triton. And Johnson got a great feed from McFarland. Was that Arnett? Nope, that was McFarland who gave him the nice chest pass. And going to the free throw line is Max Johnson.
Max Johnson is going to be somebody to really watch. He's a football player primarily. He's very strong. He's not very tall, but he can get things done. So I think the future rises very quickly with him in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, I mean, the sophomore class is really solid for Triton. You got Jameson Swanson, Brady Wood. Both those guys already play really big minutes for the varsity group. Levi McFarland, Max Johnson, like Rita just mentioned in that group. 1-for-2 trip for Johnson. So he gets in the score sheet. And now Triton officially with their season best single game scoring 68 points this season. They are really starting to hum on all cylinders, like Rita said. Chapman buries a corner three, and he is on the varsity score sheet after a good JV game. 1:48 left to go in the game. 68-34. We've been on a running clock since the early portion of the fourth quarter. Triton is trying to take its time, bleed out the rest of this 1:37 left to go. Also get the JV guys some action. Hensley, a long three, no good. Nearly an offensive rebound, but Rochester able to squeeze the rebound. Here comes Musselman to Chapman, stolen away by McFarland. McFarland on his own with two defenders after him. And McFarland lays it up and through. So Levi McFarland with 5 points in the fourth quarter. 70-34, 1:10 left to go in the game. Shoulder into the body, kick out on the pass to Dunphy. Dunphy back to Chapman. Near wing three is good for Chapman again. He's a good-looking player. He can make some shots and certainly did so in that JV game, like we mentioned, as Rochester won that one 32-31 on a last-second shot. 51 seconds in and around for Triton. Arnett, rather Hensley, scores his first two-point basket of the night. 72-37, and the lead continuing to go Triton's way as they continue to add up on what's been an awesome offensive performance. Chapman got the basketball poked out of his hands. 33 seconds left to go in the game. Into the inside, there's Chapman, two-point shot good. So two threes and a two, and Chapman with 8 points. I believe that's the most by a Zebra in the entire second half. Triton doesn't have to do much more, though, tonight. 72-39, they will dribble out the final possession. And this should be all she wrote, as Triton will capture win number 16. They've now gone at least three consecutive seasons, winning 16 games or more. And they still have three more opportunities to pick up wins on the schedule. But this one in short order, 72-39 the final. What an offensive showing for the Triton Trojans as they defeat the Rochester Zebras. Rochester drops to 8-10. We'll pick up the rest of it on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. You're listening to Triton Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com, member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer, they just made it better. When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment, Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Now joined on the Beacon Point Advisors post-game show by Triton head coach Jason Groves. And coach, do you think it was the offensive game plan going into this, looking at their defense, or did the guys just get hot and we found something with that?
I just think we played like we're capable of playing. I mean, I thought we shared the ball. We shot well. We made good decisions when we drove. That's what it takes. I think we only had 6 turnovers. So, taking care of the ball and getting great shots, working with each other. Just have confidence, and I think our kids had confidence after that first quarter and, kept it on. So it was nice to see, that's for sure.
Good scoring across the board, too, but when you shoot 60% from the field, everybody looks good.
Yeah, that always helps. I always say we're really tough if we hit shots, and we hit shots tonight, and we're hard to guard. I mean, you got to guard the three-point line. We have a lot of quick guys who can put it on the floor and get to the basket. So just kind of put them in a bad spot, I thought, tonight. And our kids, just really proud of them, man. I thought that was a complete game. We got after it defensively as well. So just proud of our kids.
Do you feel like you're starting to put these performances back to back to back? Because it feels like, I mean, maybe not up to 72 points in a game, but we saw you against Trinity Academy, 58. That's a nice number on the road. You win by 11 against North Miami. It feels like we're starting to see the pattern.
Yeah.
And each time we see these guys, it feels like it's getting more consistent.
Definitely. I mean, we've been more consistent. I think I've seen it in practice. And so that's kind of what we've been talking about. We just got to be more efficient offensively. And I think we obviously were tonight, but I've seen it in practice too. Our kids are making the right decisions, playing with confidence, trusting each other. And that's what you got to have to be successful. And, it's just one of those things where going in the game, I feel like we feel like, the kids feel like, the coaches feel like we're going to win. And so that's a good place to be, I think.
Well, especially after the JV lost by 1 right down the wire. Yeah. I think they just came out a little bit more motivated. And, boy, did the crowd get into that JV game.
Yeah. And that happened to us last year at Rochester. They beat us. It was one of the, so they've beaten our JV 2 years in a row. Just that physicality, their length, I think, gave them issues. But, we had a great crowd tonight. Nice to see them show up. And we had the junior league kids, the 3rd and 4th graders here playing. So, nice to see that. And the JV to get that game experience in front of a big crowd. Nice to see at the end. But, they got to keep working because we're losing a lot after this year.
Yeah. Well, I think the JV's going to be ready. Yeah. I saw 2 or 3 of the kids. And we've seen them before, Johnson especially.
Yeah.
And just so many of them.
And you
put
them with Jamison and Brady.
Yes, absolutely.
You
have
a good
group.
Yeah.
Good group. Well, the draw's not coming up Sunday.
Yep.
What do you think?
I'm praying for a good one. We haven't gotten a good one, I don't think, recently. But, I thought last year we got a tough draw. But, our kids fought through it and found a way to win the sectional. So it's something you can't control. We can't worry too much about it. But just worry about ourselves and keep getting better. If we play like we did tonight, we'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be all right against a lot of people if you play like you did tonight.
I agree.
I mean, I took a look at that scoring. Look how many people scored and what kind of ratio. I thought Riffle had a great game. He's had some slumps in and out, but boy, not tonight. And Julian Swanson was fantastic. Everybody you put in really did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game, really.
Exactly. I mean, we were 10 for 19 for 3, hit a ton of threes. And like I said, it's about sharing the ball and realizing, you might not go off for 30, but you do your thing and trust who's hitting. Trust each other, good things will happen. I thought they did that tonight.
I believe that.
20 of 29 makes assisted.
Wow, that's great.
That's very crazy.
That's a big factor.
Yeah, that helps when you with the trust factor a little bit, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Much, very much. Okay. I heard the whistle. So,
yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, I didn't get in trouble for it.
No. I heard it.
The ref
my
said something to me before the game. I heard you can't whistle during the game. I'm like, yeah, I've been told that, but I'm going to do it anyway.
There wasn't very many whistles tonight, period.
There wasn't at all.
It was pretty clean, but yeah. Elkhart Christian next, and then you get that rematch against Bremen. Nice little tune-up before the postseason,
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Our schedule is pretty tough here down the stretch, and so, nice to get this one. We only have 1 home game left. First time we can say that in a long time, but definitely a tough schedule. Elkhart Christian always plays us tough. They just play so hard. They're so hard to beat. And then Bremen will be obviously a tough one and knocks at home. So, it doesn't get any easier, but that's going to help us prepare us for the postseason.
I get you right. Triton is never scared away by a schedule.
Yeah, I agree.
That's something that's never been there.
Nope.
Or playing a lot of games in a short period of time.
Yeah,
that too.
Yep. Definitely.
We appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Coach Jason Groves. We'll take one more time out here on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure. Honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Stats, scores, and more coming up on the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. Let's get back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
A chance to go over the final scoring numbers here on 107.3 WRSW following the Triton victory 72-39. They defeat Rochester and score their most points in a single game this season. Let's first start with the Rochester Zebras. They were led tonight by 19 from Jonas Kaiser, 8 for Alex Chapman, 6 for Brady Coleman, 2 for Jack Reffitt, 1 for Grant Clark, and 4 from Carson Pollock. For Triton, they had 4 guys in double figures, starting with a game-high Gage Riffle, 17 points, 12 for Julian Swanson, 10 for Jaden Overmeyer, 11 for Brady Wood. Going around the list here, 5 for Landon Patrick. Landon also had 7 assists tonight, so he distributed the basketball very well. Gage Riffle also with 7 rebounds to add onto those 17 points. Overmeyer with 10 points, 5 for Landon Patrick, 4 for Jamison Swanson, 2 for Blaze Hensley, 2 for Isaac Quintana, 5 for Levi McFarland, and 1 for Max Johnson. The total free throw numbers, just 4 made free throws tonight for Triton. That was about the only thing they didn't do well. They shot 29 of 48 from the field, with 20 of those 29 makes being assisted, and they out-rebounded Rochester tonight 31-19. So a total shooting percentage of 60%. 52% from three. They were 10 of 19. And in fact, they only made three threes in the second half. They made seven of those 10 threes in the first half. And once again, four of seven at the free throw line. So multiply that by two. That's $8 going to that Casey Riley Kids Fund. Reed, any thoughts on the stats?
Not really any thought. I think they tell the story. Anytime you shoot 60% from the field and 52% of it from the arc, you're going to win games.
You are.
And I love the fact that you brought out most of those games, most of those points were assisted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tremendous. And that's what they did. They set each other up. That trust, that loyalty, that type of thing doesn't come with every group.
No, it does not. And that's going to serve them very well moving forward as they get closer to the postseason. By speaking of which, the draw is on Sunday. You can listen to it right here on 107.3 WRSW. I believe the pre-draw coverage kind of gets started around 6:30, but you won't hear the actual selections until 7. I could be wrong, but that's the way they set up that girls' selection. I will definitely get a time on that and make sure I correct that if that is in fact wrong. We'll take one more timeout when we come back. We'll have our final thoughts and a quick check at the out-of-town scoreboard, see how the games finished up around the area outside of this one. But once again, a final from the Trojan Trench, 72-39. Triton, a winner over Rochester.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There, Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There, Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-3420.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better. When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Our final stop on the Beacon Point Advisors post-game show takes us to our out-of-town scoreboard, and let's get through some scores as they are happening around the area. We finished a little early tonight, so these aren't all final. Knox is now leading Plymouth 38-37 at the end of the third quarter in that contest. Jimtown with a 16-point lead heading into the fourth quarter against Bethany Christian. Trinity leading LaVille right now A little surprised in that one.
But Trinity was better than I thought they would be. I was pretty impressed with them.
They did play a lot better. 24-19 at the half. Concord over Central Noble by one heading into the fourth quarter. Elkhart Christian leads West Noble right now 37-33 heading into the final quarter of that game. Lewis Cass beats Caston tonight after Caston led early in the first half of that game. 43-35. Maconaqua beats Northfield 65-50. Mishawaka leading South Bend Adams near the third quarter 28-26. Delphi over Winnemac right now by three in the fourth quarter. Westview gets the best of Wawa Seed tonight by 21, a final 67-46 in that game. South Bend St. Joe, wow, look at this, overtime right now, 69-68 with about 2 minutes left to go in that game over Goshen after Goshen led a good portion of the way. Adams actually now looks like a final in that one. It is over Mishawaka, 76-66. Eastbrook over Wabash right now, 34-22. Adams Central up 14 against Southwood with 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. And Fairfield looks like they're going to get the victory tonight over Bremen. Not a surprise, but surprised by the score, 52-36 with 3:55 left. I thought that game would be a little bit closer between Bremen and Fairfield. Fairfield, that's certainly putting them on the map to be a favorite in sectional 20. I really do believe that. Culver Community in North Judson, no score yet for that one. Washington Township, Oregon Davis also in action tonight. Lakeland fell to Northridge earlier, 69-41, and South Central beat Argus, 55-39. In college basketball, men's basketball, Michigan beat Purdue tonight, 91-80, so they continue their great season. And Ball State, unfortunately, on the men's side, trailing now Ohio, 60-50, low-scoring game for a college contest. Near the end of that game, about 3 minutes left to go in the half. Rita, we had a good one tonight, but a good one more so to watch, not so much in the competition of the score, 72-39 the final.
Yeah, it was just exciting to see Triton put everything together the way they did. Want to mention that Friday night you'll be going down to Huntington. My brother passed away. We'll be going to the funeral on Friday, so you will be taking Lucas with you.
Yeah, sorry about your brother.
Well, he graduated 1 year before it was Triton year.
That's crazy.
From Bourbon High School. So he was the manager on the basketball team, and they had good basketball during that period of time. So he was a good man.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to say about people when they're gone. Mm-hmm. He was a good man.
When he passed away, he said, the way you talked about it, a very positive outlook on life.
Yeah. He told me, he said, it's like this. If I stay here, then I get to be with my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids. If I don't, then I get to go to heaven with my wife. Mm-hmm. Boy, those are pretty good odds right there. And that's exactly the way he felt about it. So, you know, we'll miss him, that's for sure, but we know that he's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that, once again, Friday night we'll be in action at Huntington North. We're off for the next couple of days. And then Saturday we pick things back up, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. We'll be down at Frankfort covering the girls' North Semi-State 2A tournament. And that will feature Whitco in game two. I should go in chronological order here. Bremen and LaPel in game one, which should be a very good game. Excited to see the Bremen Lady Lions again on the road. And then Whitco hoping to continue what's been so far a dominant postseason. They've beaten every team they've played by 10 points or more, and they match up with Oak Hill in game number two. It's an old TRC rivalry, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and they've had their success. But I'll tell you what we hope for when we go down the stretch is to have locals. Mm-hmm. We could very well have two locals in that championship game. That's going to be fun.
On paper, they're the favorite. Got to play the games, but on paper, that's kind of the way this one is looking, that we may end up with those two teams in the championship game. So
we'll have all three games on the air for you Saturday.
Also have Fairfield. They'll have their game at noon on Willie 103.5, so the girls are fighting for a state championship as well as they're on the trail. They match up with a good Connersville team down at Logansport, so they'll be set up and ready to go for that one at noon on Willie 103.5. Should they advance to the semi-state championship in the evening, the boys will pick that one up as well. So it's another busy weekend for us across our network of stations, and we get a little, like I said, a couple of days off. We'll enjoy those, but we'll be ready to take us back on Friday night as we take in Huntington North taking on Tippecanoe Valley, and then the girls' 2A semi-state in the north on Saturday. For Legendary Rita Price, I'm Bill Knight saying so long and good night, where tonight's final score, Triton 72, Rochester 39. The boys of Triton advance to 16-3 this season with just three games remaining, including a rematch with Bremen very, very soon. Could be a good game. Until Friday night, we'll talk to you then. Have a great one.
You're invited to experience the Fuller Cup in the old News Mirror building in Bourbon. The Fuller Cup offers an espresso bar, your favorite coffee drink, chai tea, and cider is custom blended for you. Every day you can enjoy cinnamon rolls, muffins, scones, bagels, and donuts. The Fuller Cup Facebook page will tell you about upcoming events at the Fuller Cup. Every month you can enjoy an open mic night, bring your talent, or sip a coffee or frozen drink. Mike Beasley is leading a Bible study every month. They also have a private meeting room. Meet your friends at Fuller Cup in downtown Bourbon.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
Thank you, Warsaw. This is Neil Stanglin with Flotek Plumbing Heating. When it comes to comfort you can count on, you have spoken. Through real feedback from real customers, Flotek Plumbing Heating was named the best HVAC contractor this year for our area. An honor based on verified Google reviews, analyzed and certified by Business Rate. Thank you once again as we look forward to continue to provide the type of service you can count on for all your comfort and plumbing needs. Go with the flow, Flotek Plumbing Heating. Call or visit Flotek. PNH.com.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon is now open as well as Saturdays from 8 a.m. till noon. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns, that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at Bobcat of Warsaw.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third-generation family-owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high-quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
This has been a presentation of 107.3 WRSW Sports. To follow all high school sports teams all season long, log on to 107.3 WRSW.com.